This is a CJSON podcast, and I am Riccardo Magistroni from the University of Modena and Reggio Emilia, Italy. What if biopsy images of IgA nephropathy used to predict kidney failure could be assessed with artificial intelligence? We asked ourselves this question, so we used a deep learning approach and investigated whether machine could match prediction capabilities of the current expert histopathology approach. Joanna Chester worked with our group to help communicate our outcomes.
Thanks, Riccardo. So where did the idea come from?
Currently, histological prognostic evaluation of biopsy specimens from patients with IgA nephropathy is based on the gold standard Oxford classification. But this approach requires expert pathologists, and due to the subjective nature of human interpretation, it is limited by reproducibility issues. Our group previously studied artificial intelligence in immunofluorescence biopsy, so we applied our experience to prognostic assessments of kidney biopsies.
Briefly, can you tell us how you did it?
We applied a deep learning approach, which is a form of artificial intelligence. Basically, the computer learns without explicit programming, but from exposure to examples of desired input-output behavior.
So more than 500 kidney biopsies from your group's experience over a 39-year period were assessed, and 496 were digitalized. The computer was given the clinical outcome of kidney failure or no kidney failure over a mean follow-up of 6.7 years. How did it compare with the expert pathologist's predictions?
It proved non-inferior.
Do you know how the deep learning algorithm works?
It seems the algorithm's prognostic output is mainly related to tubular atrophy. Interestingly, it doesn't seem to be related to any of the glomerular parameters, including mesangial and endocapillary proliferation, segmental sclerosis, and crescents from the MAST-C classification.
Do you think the algorithm uses other histological features?
We also search among additional histological features not incorporated in the Oxford classification to assess this question. Among selected features, it became evident that our algorithm prediction was associated with rate of inflammation within areas of interstitial fibrosis and tubular atrophy, and the number of hyaline casts.
Do you think this algorithm may have some use in clinical practice?
Not yet, because we need to incorporate clinical data for a full assessment of the algorithm. But we believe our results are interesting because they demonstrate the potential for deep learning in automatic evaluation of biopsy images. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all our co-authors and invite you to read our article.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare professional if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.